I woke up in my bed, sheets soaked with sweat and twisted like branches around my legs, the morning sun shining through the windows. I attempted to open my eyes, but my contacts felt like sandpaper suctioned to my eyeballs. I could feel my heart beating relentlessly in my head, a loud drumbeat, a constant reminder. I tried to sit up straight and failed, the pressure in my head too intense. I collapsed back onto my pillow. My bedroom walls spun around me, threatening to hurtle me up and away. I squeezed my eyes shut, silently begging it all to stop. Pots and pans clanged downstairs in the kitchen, and little voices traveled up the stairs to my bedroom. My husband, Russell, was making his signature daddy eggs, the only thing he's cooked in the last 10 years. He's the breadwinner, and I'm the chef. I'm also the caretaker, tutor, comforter, housekeeper, nurse, planner, and driver. I was still in my clothes from the night before, which worked out. It was a pajama party, after all. I reached up to touch the necklaces tangled around my neck. Shit. It always took me forever to get them untangled. I lacked the patience necessary to find the knot and figure out where it had all gone wrong. It was January 2020, just a few months before the world would come to a grinding halt. We were blissfully unaware of the dark cloud that loomed. The words coronavirus and pandemic were relegated to sci-fi movies and nowhere near our charmed reality on Chicago's North Shore. The pajama party had been, in a word, epic. It was at our friend's estate, just a few miles from our house. With heated outdoor tents, a hired waitstaff, bottomless champagne, and boundless marijuana, it was something out of a John Hughes movie. My husband and I didn't grow up on the North Shore and always felt like interlopers in this world of blue bloods and Ivy Leaguers. Although we've gotten pretty good at fitting in, our modest Wisconsin roots are always just under the surface, only a thin layer of soil covering them. For my adult life, and even before, I drank wine and beer and sometimes hard alcohol like any normal drinker. I've smoked pot only a dozen times, mostly in high school, but it always made me feel slow and heavy, like I was wearing a weighted blanket. I want to feel fast, unstoppable. I've heard cocaine would make me feel like that, which is exactly why I've never tried it. At the party, I stuck to champagne, the devil that I knew all too well. Russell and I ducked into the pot tent a few times. I marveled at the glamour of it all. This was unlike any pajama party I'd ever attended. Guests mingled around us, the women decked out in fake lashes and silk pajamas, the men dapper in smoking jackets. I had interpreted the dress code loosely and had opted for a loose tank top, joggers, my favorite cozy cardigan, and shearling Birkenstocks. I was only a few months postpartum, and I wasn't about to stuff my body into sexy pajamas. No thank you. Besides, I was still breastfeeding, which meant my boobs had a mind of their own. I needed to keep those puppies safely contained, and my tank top was a welcome cover for my nursing bra. This was the first time I'd been out since having our third baby, Gray, just 4 months before. I was only now beginning to feel like myself again, the tricky fourth trimester having just come to an end. He was still nursing a few times a day and once or twice at night, but this wasn't my first rodeo. Breastfeeding was less of a science and more of an art, and I could get away with a few drinks. I wasn't into pumping and dumping. That seemed tedious. Anyway, perfection was never my goal in motherhood. I was more of a good enough mom and wore that label proudly. After each baby, it took me a while to get back into enjoying drinking. I abstained during my three pregnancies, which wasn't a problem. I had hard pregnancies marked by constant nausea and rapid weight gain. Each time I drank wine after almost a year without it, I was shocked by the taste. Tonight, though, I was determined to drink and enjoy it. After all, didn't I deserve to let go and have fun after devoting my body to growing and nourishing my baby for so long? My champagne glass was never empty, thanks to anonymous waitstaff flitting in and out. The night became fuzzy. I bumped into a friend who had had a baby a month ago. She wasn't drinking, so I teased her, encouraging her to join me in a champagne toast, desperately wanting a partner in crime. She politely declined. When it was time to leave, I stumbled toward the front of the party, steadied myself on the crook of my husband's arm, focusing on the curved